can't see your feelings according to that song, but you can see symptoms of them, like that. You can hear that AC blasting in the background. Yeah. That was because the symptoms of our feelings, like you were feeling hot, wasn't
right.
it?
Right, yes.
You can see the sweat rolling off and the face turning red. Huh. So, we found a loophole.
Yes.
Like she said, when she gets up in the morning, she don't want to talk to nobody. And you can see her feelings on her face.
Yeah, they're not good ones. They're
All right, so where are we heading to today, man?
So I think the next one's going to be The Sentinel by Judas Priest.
The Sentinel. I seen the picture that was on that album cover. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Not
Sounded like a whole lot of fighting to me.
Yeah, I didn't know what that one was about.
Well, maybe there's somebody behind the scenes that's like the tough guy that rushes in there and kung fu's, and lots of kung fu and gunfire, and he fixes and sorts it all out. The hero, man.
Oh, okay.
Superman, Batman, or Spider-Man, or...
I don't know anything something about those men.
Well, you got to watch more sci-fi, then you'll figure it out. You know, the superheroes. I'm a superhero. Yeah, I got superpowers.
Ooh, I want to be the superhero.
Well, all you got to do is have a cape.
I can make that happen.
But just don't do like Batman and Superman and wear your undies on the outside of your tights. It looks strange.
Well,
I guess if you're Superman, you can get by with it.
Everyone's got a cape. You need a signature thing.
So if you're Batman and you're wearing your undies on the outside of your tights, then not too many people's going to come up with a guy dressed like that and, you know, try to tell him, you know, that's not how it's done. Or Superman. How are you going to tell Superman he can't do that?
No.
You're just like, hey, why are you looking dressing nice today? And then whenever you run off, the Emperor has no clothes, or at least you don't know how to wear them right.
Oh, no.
But Superman will catch you. Anyway, where are we going?
Okay, so now it's going to be Siege Engine by Buckethead.
Yeah, okay. So this is the one you said didn't have no lyrics, it's just like a musical?
Yeah.
All right, Yep. Cool. So if you're a superhero, if you're a real good superhero and you're like Superman, you can wear your tights anywhere you want, but... If you're not, don't wear your undies on the outside of your tights.
Yeah, just color coordinate. You should be good.
Yeah, color coordinate. there's a new superhero being created, and the attire would be chaps, a cape.
A fringe cape.
A French cape.
No, fringe.
Fringe cape. Yeah. Oh, chaps, a fringe cape, and a plague doctor mask.
Yes.
And what would his superhero power be?
Distraction.
I am distraction!
I think it'd work.
Yeah, it'd definitely be distracting. So there you go. If that first part didn't disturb you, then that visual ought to, so you're welcome.
Are you looking at my fringe?
Are you looking at the fringe? All right, so where are we going now?
So now we're going to go to Nothing Compares to You by Prince.
Cool. All right, so stay tuned there. So there's a new distraction superhero out there, so if you see him, let us know. Him or her, whatever the case may be.
Or not, because I don't want to see that superhero. Yeah.
I don't either.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. It's been so long.
nothing compares to you either, huh?
I like that song.
Don't forget, folks, at the end of the show there's a mystery song, and Stephen Gibbons says, what's the prize for getting it right? A trip to your own kitchen for beverage of your choice and a delicious snack if you have one. That's it. Bingo. We got another winner. Stephen Gibbons guessed the prize, and hopefully he'll guess the song so he can rush to his refrigerator and get, you know, all expense paid, because he's already paid for his snacks and his drinks. That's awesome, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of. All right, so you folks, whenever you catch the mystery song, who's ever the first one to put it in there, you win the all-expense-paid trip to your refrigerator for snacks and drinks and, you know, all that. What do you think?
I think I'm going to do that, too, after.
Yeah, me too. So if one of y'all win, I'm rushing to Kara's refrigerator and getting snacks and drinks. All expenses on her.
Well, actually, I didn't buy any of the drinks, so all expenses on whoever bought those
drinks.
Yeah,
whoever bought the drinks. Thanks.
So they're free for both of us.
Yeah, so I hope y'all get it right. We'll see who gets it first. Anyway, so where are we going now?
So now we're going to do Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam.
What the heck is a Yellow Ledbetter?
Honestly, I can't even the song is really good. It kind of sounds like he's drunk, so a lot of the words are not...
All right, guess we're going to have to Google Yellow Ledbetter to find out what it is.
Yeah, hopefully it's nothing bad.
Yeah. Anybody know, type in the chat room. If it's bad, blurp it out or bleep it out or something like that.
Thank you.
So the song title Yellow Ledbetter is derived from the actual name of an old friend of Vetter's from Chicago named Tim Ledbetter.
But then it says something on top about written around the time of the... Oh, no, that can't be right. Anti-patriotic? I don't know. I'm still confused.
I don't know. So do more research if you're interested in it. We're not trying to be anti-patriotic.
No.
But, hey, that's one thing. Some songs, they sound good, but if you don't know what the lyrics mean, you might be like saying, agreeing to something you don't.
Walking around singing it.
Yeah, and if you don't understand what the lyrics are, you might be saying something sounds like what the song said. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not saying it.
Blinded by the Light song.
Yeah, Blinded by the Light. Go listen to the lyrics and you'd be surprised at what people thought those next portion.
I was right there with them. I've been singing it all day forever.
All right, so where are we going now?
So now it's going to be Head Over Feet by Alanis Morissette.
Head Over Feet. That sounds like somebody wiping out.
It sounds like a really interesting wipeout.
All right, well, we'll find out. See if we can figure this one out, too.
No choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying there. Surprise to find.
All right. Well, we have conversations behind the scenes, but we won't divulge that particular conversation.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, where are we going now?
So, now we're going to go to Lunatic Fringe by Red Rider.
Well, see, I think I could actually relate to the title of the show, but title of the song. I don't know what the song's about. Do you?
I heard it was about, it's an old political slang expression, and so I heard it was about, like, that communist and socialist and anarchist blowing things up, but I have no idea if that's really what it's about.
So they're on the edge of insanity, but they only reached the lunatic portion of it, right?
What's after lunatic?
I don't know. Total madness?
Yeah.
I guess we got to find out if anybody out there knows the scale of which one is worse than the other. Are you insane? Are you crazy? Are you a lunatic? Are you a ludicrous nutcase? There's got to be some terminology which is the worst of the crazy scale.
Consumed by madness?
Yeah, that one's pretty bad. All right, here we go. Lunatic Fringe, Red Rider. Thank you. So there is an actual scale of crazy out there, but it actually has to do with women being crazy. What do you think?
Oh no, there's trannies in there.
Well, ain't they women? Sort of.
I don't know. I'm confused on that.
But yeah, so yeah, women are crazy. That's what it says to me. What do you think?
My definition of crazy is shiz.
What? I don't like the crazy. Well, never mind. All right, so where are we going now? Let's get out of here real quick.
Okay, so we're going to go to Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Under the Bridge, that's where I'm going to be hiding because...
Well, then you're going to look like a crazy person.
Well, I'm probably the craziest person to ever live, I guess. But I ain't the, on that scale down there.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge. Look out down there.
Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
supposed to take the Bugle originals and put them on your fingers?
They don't fit anymore.
But you didn't want to scratch me. Why?
Because then I'm going to get your nasty skin cells on them and I won't be able to eat them.
Nasty! All right, so where are we going now?
Okay, so now it's going to be The Unforgiven by Metallica. There was a sequel released on their Reload album called The Unforgiven 2, and then on their Death Magnetic album, there was an Unforgiven 3.
Wow, so. Three songs of the same thing, or?
No, I mean, kinda, yeah. This is the best one. I like this one the best.
All right, well, this is the best version then. So she's giving you the best Unforgiven version. All right. Well, if you scratch me with those Bugles, you're going to be unforgiven.
You're going to be eating them. I'm not eating
them. Oh! It'd be war. All right, here we go. Metallica, The Unforgiven.
Tired man.
Stop playing with your food.
You're the one with food in your mouth. I think I just got salty butteriness on your mouth.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Anyway, so we're eating bugles and playing music. All right, so what now?
Now we're going to go to The Downtown by Days of the New.
The Downtown?
Yep.
What's Downtown?
It was about Charleston, Indiana, where they're from.
Oh, okay. Did they have any, like, excitement there? Or?
I don't know.
You just like the song.
Yep.
All right, here we go. We're going to the downtown.
Down, break me down.
Hey, folks, I got to tell on these two here. You got to watch them, man. I come in here and they're busted. They're already eating their snacks, their bugles and sandwiches before the mystery songs played.
Well, in my defense, you brought me the sandwich and her the bugles.
And we already know the mystery
songs. Yeah.
Yeah, but they should wait for you guys all out there, right?
We ain't got no willpower. But I got more than Kara's got.
What?
Yeah. You know I have willpower? It's like my superpower, superhero thing. I got a cape.
The distraction?
Yeah, no, not the distracting one. Did you hear about the distracting one? Yeah, that was distracting. All right, so what song we got going on now?
Okay, so this is the last one before the mystery song. It's Evidence by Faith No More.
Evidence by Faith No More. See, Beverly needs evidence that me and Kara have no... What's that word we used earlier?
Oh, I have evidence. Your mouth is moving and chomping along on that sandwich that you have in your hand, and the bugle bag is in front of Kara.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gotta wash away.